哎，oh, I managed to stop 5 minutes before the end of the call. Anybody wants to, I think Karen, you said you wanted to say something about the chords.
I'm sorry, but I'm still there. So
Yeah.
it's like sometimes I was hearing your voice saying like, and I was like kind of jumping, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm still on hurt. Yeah, right. Okay. But yeah, I want to talk with you, but like really, you only. And if I
Okay,
have
so we
to
can do
share,
that later.
if I have to share it with you, it's gonna be a pleasure for sure. I love you. Love you all.
Oh, I don't think we can do work that will allow us to reconnect to a deeper level of security and feeling safe within ourselves than having these, having the heart of these chords plugged back into our own eternal source, how can that not start having an intense effect on how they're connected outwards, especially with people whose cords are damaged and they're trying to plug in, like, and all of a sudden what's coming out of your side is, I don't know how to call it. It's like fulfillment, metonymy, like I'm sovereignty, maybe be as simple as that. Yeah. Whew. We now do nonverbal communication. Yeah, I hope that was super enjoyable for everyone.
Okay, I'm gonna talk more now that I'm there. You know what, it makes me laugh when you were saying like, I don't know, you said like water and open your eyes. I was like, oh yeah, this is where we are in the meditation. I was so not there. So I do my best to come back, you know, and in my head, I don't know, I think everybody's gonna know that, but in my head I saw like Bugs Bunny with his ears like this, and it's like I couldn't come back. So his ears get down, and he was like showing me like picture of a drawing, like nuts or this or that, and it was like his eyes was spinning. I guess it was my brain trying to come back and figure it out what happened. So this is why I wanted to just share that funny thing. Yeah, it's my little kids inside who have fun with me in these days.
Well, and thank God, like that's thank God we have parts of our mind that, actually give us kind of fun cartoonish stuff instead of just, super there's other parts of our mind that like to give us much
I wish I
stuff.
can show the face of Bugs Bunny because it was funny.
Yeah,
This is what makes me laugh inside and smile, so I was able to come back. So
laughter to come back. What a good idea.
yeah. Yes.
Oh, would you all be interested in me kind of doing the same thing as I did last time and giving you basically like the chapter from that? It's from the same book as the character structures because it's all related to, so she's all talking about three different forms of energetic flow between people, which she calls the bioplasma, which is all the energy flows in the between the character structures. That's like the character structure chapter that you have. That's what she's showing, right? She's showing like, when one energy is going like this, or the other one's going like this, or that's the bioplasma flows. And then the chapter before that, it's all about the cords. She explains the chords really well. So I'm happy to, you know, take a little. Louisa's helped out by purchasing the book in Kindle. And then now I'm just able to like make screen shares. You know what I mean? Like I do the screen and then that's an image. And then I just crop it to take out the part of my computer that's showing it. And then just put them together in a Word document. So, which allows for easier reading than the first chapter that I sent you. That's like kind of a picture of a book. And it's all like, anyway, so thank you, Louise, for having that great idea. So yes, is it thumbs up for a chakra cord chapter or? All right. Okay, good. I'll Louis, you're working the, where are these things? Okay. I'm goofing off. Oh, reactions are there. Okay, so I'll take care of doing that. It's super cool. She gives some examples of healing she's done on people and how the healing of these cords, like what it did, how it transformed certain relationships. And, you know, even, yeah, just super, super interesting. The beginning of that chapter as well talks about soul contracts and very, very interesting, like healthy and unhealthy relationships and what they look like. I love her stuff. It's very, very cool. 40 years of devotion to that. And she's like a scientist, right? She used to work for NASA. So she's got that super structured, low down, organized the whole mind and super clairvoyant. So she was able to see all the energies and then systematize it into a pretty powerful healing system. She had a school, Barbara Ann Brennan School of Healing. It's like a 5-year program. Like, and it's all about, wow. She's retired now, no longer working. But her legacy is there in these books. And I'm very, very grateful for the work she's done and the devotion she showed. And I guess that's that. I guess that's the end of the call. Good night. See you in 2 weeks. I will make sure that I get that chapter out to you hopefully by tomorrow afternoon.